This is Davinston.
All right, let's get to this. Let's get to our Scam Busters with Ann Jackson. Let's do that. Pippa, you had a banner week last week. What was it, with Melvin Santos?
Yeah.
A very generic Melvin Santos was all over the board.
All over the place.
So
yes.
Let's see what you got this week.
Well, of course, we're going to start with Mr. Davin. Then our second category is going to be the word scam.
Really? You were just getting lazy with shit
now. No. I'm just trying different things out. The third category is choke my money.
I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Scam, I'm going to go with five.
Okay.
Choke my money will be three.
Okay. I'm going to say we're going to have six Mr. Davins. I'm going to say seven scam and one choke my money.
December 18th, 2018. Ann writes to me. This is what victim. This is what Ann. So this is what Ann sent victim A.
Okay.
So this is coming. Dear victim A, I do not lie to you or scam you at all. UN Dr. Melvin is real. See, you would have lost on that one, Dr. Melvin.
Yeah.
Is real. Who is behind all this? I did fight for you this for you for a while, Mr. Davin.
There you go.
One. In the beginning, does not believe in me, but he found the truth. He sent mail to me saying Dr. Santos is real.
You did not.
I most certainly did not.
Oh, my God.
So now this woman's not only a victim, she's a liar.
She's got pants on fire.
Indeed. Fake news. Fake news, I tell you. I never said that this guy's
fake
real.
Fake Ann.
I never. Dr. Santos works with IC3 man Brown Cotton. David Moore is his agent. I am doing the report now. Please send me more info. I have contacted the United Nations. Dr. Santos works with them. I am waiting your reply with more info. Mr. Davin!
Two.
Dos in Spanish.
She includes my contact number. So victim A writes to Anne, what for? And I think Mrs. Victim A kindly contact Mr. Davin.
Up. Oh, three.
Brown Cotton is real from IC3 FBI, and he is a fucking asshole.
He's real, but he's a fucking asshole.
Glowing review.
He's a real fucking asshole.
I am going to contact FBI asking for arrest of Brown Cotton. I did call FBI on Sunday here, and FBI asked
me
to call them again. I want him to go to jail. UN Secretary Melvin Santos is real. This is the truth, and Mr. Davin knows it.
Oh.
So now she's impugning my good name.
Yes, she is.
To meet her fucking story. This is a new twist here.
Yeah, I know. And yeah, she's trying to like make everything work in her favor, but you've never said that.
No, and I had a good reputation. People knew who I was.
Yeah.
And I was helping victims and everything. That's why I was brought in on this nonsense years ago.
Right. Is this around the time that you were saying that you were having trouble with some of the other people in the community?
No, this wasn't that.
Oh, okay.
That was other drama. I am much less involved now and much happier.
Yes.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, five.
Well, she's biting the ass off the moon tonight. All right.
The dark side with the China.
By the way, Joe's girl has chimed in.
Okay.
She says seven Mr. Davins, one scam, and two chuck my money.
I called FBI many times, but unluckily I just got the message from the answering machine due to not being working hours at FBI. So stop calling the same fucking time stupid. At FBI office. Time difference. I will let fucking Brown Cotton get arrested since he is a thief. James H. Miller and Parker Green do too. So, Victim A, this is her writing to Victim A. Now you understand what is going on. Those people, so-called anti-scam hunters, did hurt me a lot.
Me.
Why did you do this to me?
Me.
I am really sad. I will never help anyone who got scammed. This hurts me deeply, like a dildo with
spikes.
Yeah. With spikes.
Yes, the word. I once got scammed.
Got scam?
I once got scam.
Did you say that before? Just a second
No, it's
ago?
A new one. I'm giving
oh,
it to you.
Oh, a new one.
No, keep track, stupid.
Three. Good I'm job. Trying.
Very. I once got scam. My dad used to say that to my mom all the time. Did not get the same laugh that you're giving it. I did call FBI and Interpol immediately, and I also consulted local police and international lawyers. Those people did not do this, and they do not tell the truth to the victims. How can I hurt the victims after being scammed? Sorry, you lose, sweetie. No scammed. My case is bigger than yours.
My case is bigger than your case.
My case is bigger than yours.
So victim A writes this to Anne. I wrote to him on Facebook, meaning me.
Oh.
I will never contact you anymore. You should blame for yourself. She's from a foreign country, foreign national.
Oh, okay.
Eastern European. You asked for help, but you did dirty on me. God will punish you. This is what we call payback. So she's not having it.
So she wrote to you. Do you remember this happening?
I mean, I remember. No, but I'm saying this is what... This is what she's telling Anne that she wrote with me, but this is what she's writing to Anne right now.
Right, but I'm saying that, do you remember her writing to you and speaking with you? Not about...
Yeah, do I remember speaking to this woman?
Okay.
Yes.
And then, so apparently when you spoke to victim A, you said to her, I certainly did not, Melvin Santos was real.
I said, Anne Jackson was on point. I wouldn't argue a word she says.
So now she's saying... You're an idiot.
Well, that's what happened before.
But he's not just any idiot. Yeah.
You're our idiot.
Doesn't make it better. No. Never bother me because you have to take responsibility for what you've done to me. The truth is that many people around the world lie to the real victims. Think about what you did to me with fucking anti-scam hunters. Oh, no, this is Anne, I guess, writing. Okay, let me... All right, so this is Anne writing to victim A. Let me take that from the top again.
Okay.
Take two.
And writing, I will never contact you anymore. You should blame for yourself. You asked for help, but you did dirty on
me.
God will punish you. This is what we call payback. Such a helper she is. Never bother me. Because you have to take responsibility for what you've done to
me.
The truth is that many people around the world lie to the real victims. Think about what you did to
me
with fucking anti-scam hunters. This idiot, Davin Rosenblatt.
Oh, idiot Davin Rosenblatt. That should have been the category, but I didn't see that coming.
Did the same to me. And I do not like him either.
Oh, wow.
We're having a problem.
Yeah, I guess.
I do not think this is going to end happily ever after for me and Anne.
I'm not feeling it.
But you pointed out to them that they were... She pointed out to her that they were scammers.
Yeah, but you can't believe idiot Davin Rosenblatt.
Write that down as the segment.
He did not investigate it.
Oh, that's bad.
He did not investigate before. He is also assholes.
You know what?
Wait a minute. I'm the only one with the ass problem on this show.
I'd be like, hey, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
You, really?
Yeah.
Well, I would, but I know she's nuts.
Yeah. So,
he is also assholes, inviting the idiot anti-scam hunters, so he also needs to take responsibility. What did I do?
Well, yeah, really.
All I did was try to help this woman. Lessons in life. You will never get what you want in the future because you do hurt
me
with those fucking anti-scam hunters, another scam pip, who I know. Shame on you. I blame you because you are fucking blind. You do destroy
me
too. Shame on you. God will watch you. He's a fucking creep, that God.
Yeah, really.
You can't even fucking jerk
off. He's everywhere.
I understand. Don't you worry. He's watching what you do.
Hopefully he turns his back.
I don't think so. I don't
want him watching me pay.
You are shameful saying you believe in your religion, but in fact, you are an idiot woman.
You're an idiot woman. Boy, that was a photo finish on that one. Hey, kids?
I do blame a lot of
people. Same fucking tune, too.
I
good
know,
for us.
Really?
I do blame a lot. Well, I mean, really, how many options do we have?
Yeah, right.
I do blame a lot of people because these authorities are fucking black mafias. They use
me
stealing my research. What I got is fucking mess. Fuck away. Just fuck away, Renee.
I didn't know that tune.
You never heard Don't Just
Walk
Away,
Renee?
No. I probably heard it. But fuck away. It sounds like a guy starting an orgy.
I know.
With a starter's pistol. Fuck away.
Renee.
There you go. You can write that down as a possibility. Yeah. So victim A writes, enough of me to blame for your pain. So she's had enough. So this is what she writes to me, victim A.
Okay.
Hello, how are you? I have several questions. If you have reply, please reply. What for Anne wrote to me that I have must to connect with you? Again, there's an English.
Yeah.
Like of all, yeah.
Wait a minute. So we're qualifying for this, but we don't for Anne?
Well, I mean, everybody who's been listening knows.
Yeah, Anne has a problem.
I mean,
now
listen to fucking a sentence of Anne.
Oh, my God.
Just fuck away. You're like, this woman's either a genius or she's having struggles with the language.
Yes.
Well, she's running a brothel.
That's special, Joe. It's after
and
hour.
Go.
And the fuck away.
Yeah, and the fuck away.
What for, Anne wrote to me, that I must connect with you. What for? Why does she have to reach out to me?
Yeah.
I do not see the point. Can you say what she wants from me? After all, we cannot help each other to catch scammers and give us back our money. I do not believe that someone is doing it all. I do not believe in justice. The human world is very cruel. I have long ceased to struggle. I'm not a strong woman. My hands went down. Bye, sincerely. So this woman's in a bad place.
Yeah, she's very depressed.
Which, you know, I deal with a lot with these victims.
Yeah. Mm.
So I said, hi. I said, Anne claims you were scammed by the same people as her. If you wish to discuss it, if you wish to discuss it with you, hey, I'm having problems with English, too.
Funny.
If not, it is okay. I don't have an excuse. It's my fucking language. She can't grasp the concept that her scammers were not officials of the FBI, UN, military, etc. It is unfortunate. Discuss it with me. Discuss it with me. It should read. At least I fucking capture my mistakes. Anne has the names, I believe, of the real scammers, but she continues to believe they are fake names they use. With that being the case, you are correct. There will be no justice. If you have the real name, you should go to your local authorities.
Yes.
And she writes, although you're right, I appeal to the local authorities. I have real names and documents. So.
Oh, good.
I can do a taste more if you want.
Give us a taste.
Let's see. I mean, it's a juicy taste. It's a little bit, but it's good stuff. It's up to you. I mean, because that was a very short segment, but I know we're up against it.
You know what? You got an early day tomorrow, so do I. Why don't we leave it there?
So we're going to leave them hanging? All right.
Yes.
We're going to dangle the carrot.
Always leave it
a But it was good that we were hearing from Victim X.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to hear more.
And Anne has really fucking thrown me.
Under the bus. Yes.
I'd be furious, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, really.
You've helped her. You've shown her the facts. You've told her who's real, who's not.
You know, Joe, I'm used to showing people facts and telling them who's real and what's not real, and they don't listen to me. I'm just used to this shit. Once again, as Pip and I often talk about in the first segment, people should consult with me. Pip made bad plans this weekend. She went to a museum at 5 o'clock. I would have helped her with this shit. Again, I should be consulted. And you know the
went to a museum at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we had the entrance time for an exhibit at 5 o'clock, not realizing that the museum closes at 6.
I even offered my services to the President of the United States. I go, enough with this. Admit Mexico isn't paying with it. And just fucking sell the wall for corporate sponsorship. That's the fucking move. They can plaster their fucking things on it. They'll pay for it. I even came up. I'll repeat the joke.
Yes.
You know, sponsored by Motel 6. We'll leave the light on at a port of entry. Isn't that the way to go about it, Joe? Shouldn't the president?
No, I say, I do a joke in my act. Make them pay a toll. $20 to get in the country. And you'll pay the wall off. And you know, if you're going, how could you do such a thing? I got to pay $17 to go to Staten Island. If I'm going to Staten Island for $17, you're coming to freedom for $20.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, the problem is they don't have that money.
Well, fuck them. They ain't coming in. You think I got money to go to Staten Island? No.
Wait a minute, so you're going to fuck them and take $20 from them? That's bizarre.
No.
Yeah, like that, like fucking Joe is a privilege. You should pay them $20.
Yeah.
All right, so that was the first time we've heard from Victim A.
Yeah.
So Victim A is in a bad place.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of explaining to her what happened.
Right. And I think she already got the point that Anne was not right in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most people do.
Yeah.
What are our tallies?
So we had 5 Mr. Davins. Good go, Joe.
God damn it.
We had 6 Scam.
Want to go to the fucking White House and have a hamburger now? What's fucking wrong with you? You got one right. Good for you.
We had 6
jealous.
Scam, which was in between you and me. You had 5, I had 7.
Uh-huh. Of what?
Scam.
I feel like there was more than that.
I know. I may have missed one, but that would give it to me. So, anyway.
We're not doing instant replay.
6. And then choke my money? Wah, wah. None. So nobody really was the clear winner. Joe got the right number of Mr. Davins, so
yeah.
I would be inclined to give it to you.
No, 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 no,
having Wendy's with the president.
Funny.
That's not such a bad deal.
Yeah, Joe wouldn't go. He's fucking serving Domino's. No fucking New Yorker's eating Domino's.
Oh, not at gunpoint.
Oh, no.
That pizza, it looks like shit on TV.
See, that's how you know Trump is a bad fucking New Yorker. How fucking dare? He knows better. He's from Queens. Anybody from New York can't fucking serve Domino's. You're the goddamn get Air Force One, you fucking fucking land that shit at JFK and get some real fucking pizza. Let's go. These are the football champions of the college world.
You've tried the rest, I tried the best.
Self-respecting New Yorker serving Domino's. Puh!
Get some fucking Ray's pizza or whatever, you know.
Yeah, original Ray's. There are several. Yeah, well... It's like going to Sparrow's if you live in the city. What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Although at a rest area, not bad in a pinch.
At a rest area, Sparrow's all the way, but not in New York.
So next week, we will have Amaru on. Amaru, of course, I made the movie that we're in called Use.
Amaru!
You guys will have DVDs of that shortly.
Yay.
Awesome.
And maybe I'll play the segment that
we're on. Are we going on the red carpet?
I don't know. I don't know if your house broken, so you might not be going on any carpets.
I certainly am not, so I should not be allowed.
If they do a premiere in New York, I guess we would.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Amaru, talk about that movie, see what else he's got going on.
Yay.
I'm working on some other stuff. Maybe we'll get to the shit we didn't get to tonight. All right. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial grade lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tuscan Villain setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish prepared with care and attention to detail. Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, now that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, a wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin. Stan, Davin, do you have anything coming up?
Working on it.
Alrighty then. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Give them a call. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or check out their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Time for you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Stupid.
Well, that's not nice. I've already been called that idiot, Daphne Rosenblatt. Yeah. Now you're just like Ann Jackson. I knew it!
He secretly is Ann Jackson.
Sides, but that wouldn't surprise me. Their grasp of English is close.
Oh, wow.
Side-splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. You want to hire a comic? Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Great for corporate events, restaurants, birthday roast, sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094.
Every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m., listen to the Richter Observatory on HudsonRiverRadio.com. Lots of great music, really good time, so please listen.
I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club tomorrow, starting tomorrow. I'll be there from tomorrow through Saturday. Checking out at 520 Arnold Avenue down in Point Pleasant. It will be 8 o'clock tomorrow and 8 o'clock on Thursday, and then 9 o'clock Friday and 9 o'clock Saturday. Go to call 1-877-UNCLE-VIN. That's Uncle-VIN for information and reservations. Sunday, I'll be at McGuire's Comedy Club out in Bohemia doing two shows, 4 and 7:30 p.m. Call them for reservations, 631-456-5413, or go to govs.com for info.
We didn't get any Santa Hell gigs this year, Joe.
Tell you the truth, it was pretty much a mellow season this year. There really wasn't the only interesting thing was I was.
Well, we're not going to do the story now. Do we have a story for next time?
It's just a quick. It's not a big story.
All right, give us the story.
But I'm in Paterson. I'm working at the community center in Paterson, New Jersey.
Oh boy!
And I get out of the car and I'm Santa Claus. And this one guy drives by and he goes, "Hey, Santa Claus!"
Hey, hold on, Joe. I mean, it's a minute and 14. But if we're going to do this, I have a song which we haven't played all year.
All right.
Oh yay.
He don't want to go home. He just wanted about him.
Christmas, where friends and family get together and share the warmth and happiness of the holiday season. A big part of this is Santa Claus, who spreads hope and joy to children throughout the world. But sometimes, it just don't turn out that way.
No! Santa has to deal with stupid parents, bratty kids, traffic, lousy parking, tolls, having kids go through my candy cane bucket like they're piranhas, holding a piss in for 7 hours straight, being loaded like a pack mule to lug in presents into their stupid house. And if you think I'm unpleasant for 11 months out of the year and I'm going to change for one more, you're nuts! Welcome to Santa Ho 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 Hell Gig!
So I'm get out of the car, and I'm walking to the guy driving us. He goes, "Hey, Santa!" I'm like, "Hey, ho, fuck you!"
Did he know you?
He's just a stranger.
I ain't done yet.
Oh, man.
This woman who is pushing a stroller goes, "How dare you yell at Santa Claus, you asshole? I have kids." I'm putting a- Holy shit.
At least it wasn't gunfire.
Yeah. So
it's coming.
So I go into the first store, and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm looking for so-and-so." "I don't know who you are." "I'm Santa Claus, you asshole."
"Is that what you said?" Are.
No, I was tempted to say that. And they direct me where I'm supposed to go. So I go in there, and the woman...
Who did they think you were, the Easter Bunny?
I don't know who you are.
So I go into where I'm supposed to go. Now, I have a brand new player. I got it perfected. It's a nice Bluetooth player. I run it off my iPod. It's great. It's lightweight. Hold it. So I got my sack, and the woman goes, "Santa Claus, we have a DJ. You don't have to bring your player in with you. You could leave it out here." I'm like, I just saw a crackhead fucking rolling around. I'm not going to leave this here.
Nuh-uh.
I go, "I want to carry it in with me." "Well, I'd rather you not." I go, "Well, I ain't leaving it out there." So I had to put it on a table and watch it. I go, "That thing would have been at Perry's Porn Emporium in fucking 2 minutes. I'm not leaving my shit
Why'd
there.
Why'd you make that so hard for you to say?
What a piece.
I mean, because you're clearly making up a place. And you made that very difficult.
Peter
for you
Piper's Pawn Emporium.
And
Perry's Pawn Emporium.
Never your strength. I would not do that again.
But you know, so I'm going off of the songs the DJ has, right?
So you can't load your phone into his system?
No, because it's a federal case. These DJs, geez. they don't.
No collusion.
No. So I go. "Could you play? Santa Claus is Coming to Town."
Yeah.
Okay. And he plays the doo-wop version. What am I, the fucking Fonz? I'm like, God damn. Ugh.
So what'd you do?
I nickeled and dimed the tune. I ham and egged the tune.
You sang the doo-wop version?
Yeah.
It was a little taste.
Oh,
a little taste.
Well, it wasn't a doo-wop. You know, it's like I'm just going along with the regular words. I wasn't trying to do a doo-wop version with it. I was like just...
So what are you like literally saying the words?
Pretty
as
much.
As they're singing it?
He's
the words are the same.
Yeah.
There's no fucking dancing involved?
No. Well, yeah, I was dancing around. I had to ham it up.
He's Shana Na Santa.
Yeah.
No video of this?
No.
Damn.
That's unfortunate. Give me a little taste of doo-wop Santa Claus.
"You better not shout, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you what, Santa," you know. And
that's not terrible.
No.
Yeah, but, you know, I want to sing the regular version.
Yeah.
Why?
You know, because you're trying to lead the audience. Basically, when I have the regular
music. Are
they
all black?
No.
Well, it's Patterson. It's not like it's out of the question.
I understand that. It wasn't actually white bread town either. But it was. But when you're leading people on, you're trying to keep the tune going.
No problem with white bread town?
No.
Obese?
No.
No attention span too much.
Funny.
Then but I had, full of wonder.
Then I had...
I'll give you that. That's funny.
Then I did an old age home.
Not crusty about it. A little callback from last week, too. Oh, there was a story.
No. Then I did an old age home. I did an old age home, and I'm people there singing. They took my fucking carol books.
What?
Yeah.
You mean you didn't get them back?
No.
Oh, my God.
There's only five of them. Mike makes Xerox copies. Like, well, he helped me out with the carols, though.
Pains
and I'm like,
in the ass.
He'll take the books.
Why does a senior citizen home need Santa Claus?
Because it's Christmas.
They all have dementia and they believe again? I don't understand.
They wanted to make a cheery experience from the folks there, so they had a Christmas party.
But they want to see a peer? You know, he's old, they're old. Like, I remember when he was a little crusty.
No, the phone rings. The lady goes, "You want to do this show? Yeah, I'll be there." And there I am.
Don't make sense.
They thought he was a stripper. They were entertained.
No. That don't make sense either.
No. But that was the only two stories. Pretty much an uneventful uneventful year. Everything kind of went smooth.
That's unfortunate.
Wow.
We hope, yeah, we can hope for Christmas in July and hope it goes horribly wrong. we have that to look forward to.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What? Like, you're not thinking it.
Oh, I am.
It was fucking 89 degrees. Nice for Joe to fucking sweat in his little suit there. Go horribly wrong in some backyard. The dog's fucking chewing on his leg.
The worst smelling velour in the planet.
Yeah, let's hope for that.
I did Christmas in July one time.
Did you do it in July?
Yeah, back full suit, 80 degrees. I'm out there. And then...
That's what I'm talking about. The worst smelling velour on the planet.
And it was this woman who was... I've done shows with her as my elf plenty of times. We're out there, and she's at the show, too, and we're doing our thing. And there's a thunderstorm coming in. And I looked at her, and I go, we never had this before, huh? Never ran into this one, huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Don't go on the roof.
Yeah.
These are hazards we were not expecting.
Yeah, never ran into shit like this before.
All right, comedy this week. Wednesday, January 16th, I'll be in Lumberton, North Carolina at Adelio's Restaurant. For tickets, call 910-671-4747. That's tomorrow, Wednesday. You should go there, Adelio's. Thursday, January 17th through Saturday, January 19th, I'll be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at the Carolina Comedy Club. For tickets, call 843-839-2565. Definitely come out. We'll have a good time. Good club. Either way, have a good time. Did we get to your plug?
Yeah, we did. Okay. It's Carolina's, not Caroline's.
Carolina.
Yeah.
Because it's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I gave you credit for, like, the wonder. I even gave you credit for the tag. Why did you think you should push your luck?
I don't know. It's late.
Like, this is why I can't give you credit for shit, because you eventually take it too far. like you ended so well.
I know. I should have.
Bridge
ended.
Too far.
Yeah. Like the Tappan Zee. It's fucking in the water now.
I felt it.
Are they going to leave that there, or are they going to fish that out?
I don't know. What, I got direct line to Cuomo? You want me calling a fucking teacher that steps on kids? You want me calling Cuomo? You got all sorts of assignments for me.
You watch the news all day. Maybe they said what they're going to do with it.
I watch the news all day.
That looked cool.
Did you feel the boom?
Every time you come near, dear.
Did you feel the boom?
I felt the boom.
I did not feel the boom.
Yeah, I was close enough that I was like, we were all like, what the hell was, oh, I know what it was.
Okay. Pip felt the bridge fall down.
Mm. It did.
So fucking knock down the level of comedy on this show.
Sorry. That's my job, isn't it?
It's one of them.
And I'm looking at the thing and I go, oh, it's sinking. Yeah, because it's a fucking heavy steel object and a shitload of water, asshole.
You were surprised it was sinking.
Yeah. What do you think? Girders are going to float? Stupid.
Really? You were surprised it was sinking?
Yeah.
He had a moment.
Wow, look at it sink. Because it's a heavy object in water. And girders are not floating.
You are dumb as they come.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Mr. Helix went and watched.
Oh, that must have been cool.
Yeah, because his friend lives close by.
Nice.
All right, kids.
Excitement.
Great way to end the show. I got a lot of traveling to do tomorrow.
All right, we're getting the hell out of here.
That's fine. I got shit to do, audiences to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been fun. It was a good show.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.